welcome to this week's session of the Career and Life Hacks podcast for busy people, where we spend 5 minutes each week exploring a single topic that will help you achieve more success in your career. I'm Joanne Ekton, your host, author of Make Your Job Great, and creator of the Team Maximizer Framework. This week, we're going to talk about building your tribe. Every single one of us needs a support system in place if we're going to improve ourselves and not just meander through life without any direction. That support system has many forms, and we're going to talk about four of them over the coming weeks. So what do I mean by your tribe? Seth Godin describes a tribe as a group of people connected to one another, to a leader, and to an idea in which they have faith. In a presentation I did recently at a tech conference, I described it as people in your world that support you, that believe in the same things, that are on the same journey you're on. You really only need to do two things: figure out what you care about, and then find other people that care about the same thing. Now, we've talked in past weeks about figuring out who you are and what you stand for, so the work to figure out what you care about, what drives you, that's already done. The second step, finding other people that care about the same thing, that can take a little bit of sorting. Maybe you'll get lucky and find an existing group that already meets to talk about the subject. You know, one person at that tech conference I mentioned was really into this hot trend in the tech world called DevOps. His job to find his tribe was pretty easy because there was already a local meetup group established and a DevOps conference coming to his town in just a few months away. By the way, have you heard of Meetup? Meetup.com is a site where people form groups of anything they care about. Other people can join the group, and then they set up meetings together. In my area, there are lots of technology-related meetups, entrepreneurship, sports, outdoor activities, you name it. The best way to find existing groups for your subject is to Google it. Put in your subject in your city, like Agile Nashville or Hiking Charlotte or whatever. The other way to find your tribe is a bit more work because you have to start it. Start talking to people about what you're interested in and gauge their level of interest. Ask them if they know anyone else who's interested. One of my colleagues in the National Speakers Association once said to me, "Speak your truth and those aligned with you will follow you." So you can do this online or in person or both. You're really just looking for other people who want to do the same thing. And you don't need to worry about making it huge. Just get it started and see what happens. So now you're probably thinking it sounds like a lot of work, so why in the world should I do this? Well, let me give you three reasons why this is good for you. One, you build a network of people that you can reach out to. No one else is going to understand your passion and drive. No one else is going to care about it like your tribe. Whether you want to just bounce some ideas around or get some help and advice on something you're working on, you need to have this group of like-minded people. Number two, your tribe is going to be the best source of job leads for you, whether you're looking for a new job or you need a new contract for your company. You'll have this built-in group of people who know, like, and trust you, and none of them will have a problem referring you for a job or introducing you to someone. And third, you can start to learn how to connect with other people to develop yourself. You can build your interpersonal skills in a group that feels like a community, and you can develop more expertise in your subject matter by learning from everyone else. You know, no matter how smart you are, you really don't know everything. So your challenge this week is to figure out what you care about, then find at least one other person that cares about that same thing too. Hopefully you'll find an existing group, but if not, you can at least start with a group of two and build from there. Next week, we'll talk about some of the other types of people you need, like mentors, coaches, and sponsors. We'll talk about what are they, why do you need them, and how do you find them. Until then, have a great week.